1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be in Dover, Delaware today as the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in Jordan are returned home. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more on the expected U.S. retaliation.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces, but others fearing the retaliatory strikes will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
A vehicle loaded with gas crashed in Nairobi, Kenya. Three people killed, more than 200 injured. Later today, we find out unemployment numbers for the month of January. And it's February 2nd, so in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, hundreds of people are standing by waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to make his Groundhog's Day prognosis. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in New York are considering a new perjury charge against former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. They now think he may have lied on the stand during Trump's civil fraud trial. Deer hunting may be putting bald eagles at risk in Pennsylvania. ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
Deer hunting in Pennsylvania seeing an extended season, and officials say that's leading to high lead levels in bald eagles. Red Creek Wildlife Center's Peggy Hentz is now urging hunters to take everything with them the next time they make a kill.
If someone leaves the entrails behind and there's lead dust in it, the birds eat it, that type of thing, that's how they get it.
Hence says the dangers of severe lead poisoning is especially high for female bald eagles as they nest. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And we're getting a relatively close call from an asteroid the size of a skyscraper today. Experts say there's no danger it will hit the Earth, but it will still come within 2 million miles of us. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, macfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The Universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though, and I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep. So that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went. So that was fun. But like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 40. By Sunday, sunny and slightly warmer with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigvi Olsen is in the host chair. Don't miss it. Gonna be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Friday, happy Groundhog's Day, happy all the, happy Bubblegum Day, happy Crepe Day, happy Christy Brinkley. She's 70? Christy Brinkley is 70?
Wow.
Not my mind. 32 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. Kind of a real strong wind out there that makes it feel a lot colder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Todd, get a haircut?
Yes.
I did, finally.
Okay.
It's been 2 months.
What's the name of that?
This is the fade.
The fade.
Duh.
We should get a fade.
I said that.
We need a fade. Nice. Looks good.
I have to tell you a story.
Looks good on you.
So we did the Youper trivia yesterday. Youperty, which was fun.
Yes.
It was outstanding.
Great. I had a guy in the elevator here yesterday tell me he was walking around the street. People just thought he was crazy because he was laughing.
Well, there was a point in time. I remember we had given Jim the job of keeping track of the score.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. And at one point, while we're doing it, we realized Jim wasn't keeping track.
Yes, we did.
Right.
And he said, well, nobody asked me to. And we did. And then even during the actual contest, I turned to him, and you can hear it on the replay, where I say, you're keeping track of the score, yeah. And he goes, yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that, Jim, you said, nobody asked me to do this. So it was kind of funny.
He was at his most Rudy Giuliani yesterday, trying to keep score and figure out who hit the buzzer first.
Boy, that was a lot of fun, guys.
That was great. That was so much fun.
That was fun. And I too, Johnny, heard a couple things yesterday about that. That was a good time. And I think a couple things. One is you had great contestants.
Yeah, they were into it.
Well,
I saw where, what's his name, email. Steven said, thank you for one of the most fun mornings I've had in a really long time.
Yeah. And for a DPW guy to have fun, that's
but what
they're
the
pretty
odds,
dry. Those engineers
what
are
the odds on our double Youperty question, the one to determine it all, he being an engineer,
right,
would happen to have it on his phone. He'd been to the place where the most snow was. He had it documented.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
I just want to say, John, I hired that guy, and he probably did a little research before he came here.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Because he's very thorough.
He was all over it.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. We're going to do another one of those. It won't be Youper this time, though.
Okay.
It'll be a Wisconsin one, a Northeast Wisconsin one.
All right.
Okay?
I like that.
We'll get in a couple of contestants.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Are you going to do the questions?
Yes.
Okay.
We can all combine.
Those are actually pretty good questions.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe we can pit some of the communities against each other.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You bet.
We had Green Bay and the Fox Cities yesterday.
Well, we could bring in those two mayors.
Oh,
they're both pretty. Both those guys are like,
which two?
Jake
Woodford.
What's his last name?
Woodford.
Mayor of Appleton.
Oh, okay.
And then
maybe Eric. Eric.
Sure. Or Eric or the other guy who owns the DePere, their family, Boyd.
Oh, Boyd. Sure. Yeah.
We're at his place.
Yeah, we're at his thing doing that. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, anyway, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and then there's, obviously, I don't know when we're going to do this, but there's a new mayor of Menasha coming. That I've interviewed those people for my podcast.
But
they would love to do it too, right?
I mean, it's great exposure.
We can talk about their communities and we can put together some pretty good questions.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it.
Fun.
All right, I love it. Cool, very cool. All right, so let's go down in the world there, Todd. Got a big day today. We got Tom Drzewiecki from Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. I mean, is it all open water right now?
Yeah, right.
I know it's some of these smaller lakes. Maybe there's still some, but what I want to talk to Tom about is, there's even last time we had Tom on, and he's so knowledgeable. Obviously, this is his life. You know, doing stuff like this, where he talked about it's not the actual thickness of the ice; it's the quality of the ice. And I saw a story on one of the TV stations, I don't even know which one, the other night, where they're talking about the spearing season coming up, of course, on Winnebago. And it talked about the same thing, you know, with the honeycombed ice and the different things where there's always a bit of a mystery when you're dealing with ice. And that's what I want to get Tom to come on now. Okay, what if we get a freezing thing? Will that be better ice or worse ice because you're starting over?
Right.
Those kinds of things.
How fast it freezes, how often it freezes, does it freeze thaw? And
yeah, I think it's a really important thing to know around here.
Because I think people look at that and they think ice is ice.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
and then Tom, unfortunately, in his job, sees the worst of it.
Right.
You know, that's what he does, is recovers things all the time. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great. Well, we've got Mark Cusin coming up, of course, with Bell and Sports Medicine. Got a bunch of things for him. It's Groundhog Day, of course, and we don't have we looked and looked and looked, couldn't find a woodchuck, okay? But we've got Milton, the wonder dog.
Right. Our producer called me last night.
Okay.
And said, hey, look, you know, we can't find a groundhog.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But would Milton...
Yeah.
Step up.
Yeah.
So I talked to him last night.
Yeah.
And I called Todd back and said he's in.
Yeah.
So he will.
He's going to determine. It won't be a shadow. It's too early for a shadow.
Right. So we'll have scrolls.
Scrolls.
Which is what they do, right? Don't they use scrolls too with the thing from Western Pennsylvania?
Punxsutawney?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they use scrolls or not.
I don't know.
But that's what we're going to do. That's all that matters,
that's what
right?
We do. Okay. Or maybe, I don't know what it is. They started this thing like in the 1800s with scrolls.
Okay.
And then it transitioned to shadow. Maybe that's what it is. Scrolls is in Groundhog Day somewhere.
Okay, can I ask this question? Spoiler thing or whatever they say. Okay, so how does that movie end?
He ends up marrying that girl, doesn't he? Bill Murray.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, not all of it.
Me neither. That's the thing. I've watched it and I kind of got bored with it. Halfway through.
Sunny and Cher, and it's okay. And that guy.
And he was such a jerk as a character.
Right.
It was hard to, like him.
At the end, when he breaks through, then, like, all the stuff comes to, like, fruition. The lady gets, is her husband? I haven't seen that in a long time, but I think her husband, I don't know, something happens good with her husband, and he doesn't have the heart attack, and I think he ends up marrying that other girl, and loves the town that he's in. I you know what? I think it's one of those, you know.
Did you even see the movie?
I did. I swear to God, I just don't remember it. I do remember it was boring because every day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just kind of lost interest.
No, I watched the whole thing. I did.
Okay.
But I don't remember it, obviously.
I think I might have popped it out of the VCR and rewound.
I think you're
right. I got a text here. 5,400 at the rest yesterday. Thank you to all the high school or to all the school kids. That place was loud. Yeah, yesterday, did you get to go? I went to a funeral, I told you.
Yeah.
We were going to go. But we're going to start going. And I don't want to be like a band jumper, but this is exciting again now with what Sundance is doing.
5,400, that's a lot.
That's fantastic, man. That's awesome.
A lot of people to rush for the UWGB men's basketball.
I'll tell you what, we got some basketball teams around here
that
are outstanding right now. St. Norbert's phenomenal. GB's phenomenal. The women's teams are phenomenal. We got some great, great basketball going on around here.
I realized yesterday after I asked Johnny.
Notre Dame's going for their fourth straight championship.
Right. I realized something yesterday after you couldn't go to the game. I realized how few friends I have. My neighbor was busy. Well, I have some friends who are in Florida now, you know, because we're at the age where, you know, people kind of get away, and the other ones were working. So, no, I didn't want to go by myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Everybody's been there.
Right. So I couldn't find anybody to
Okay.
go. And it was 11 o'clock, too. I knew there were going to be a lot of students
there. I would love to have gone, but I wanted to go pay my respects to my
good
friend Snake yesterday.
Awesome.
You know what's funny? Every time when I get together with those guys then and so I talked to one of my Vietnam friends I'm going to be interviewing for my book. And, you know, you're sitting there talking to a guy or talk about what he went through in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got sent out to find these Marine recon guys who disappeared, basically. and they found their bodies in this village. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're walking up to the thing. Well, the Viet Cong were in the village waiting for him, and they open up. Okay. So they go down. He was like the point. They go down. Young kid that had been there like 3 days. So he says, stay down, stay down, stay down. Kid panics, gets up, starts to run. He said he can still see the bullets going right into the kid's back. Okay. So he had grenades being thrown at him, Chi-Com grenades. So he got up to go further back. All right. When he did, his rifle slipped out of his hands, but he couldn't go back to get it. He'd get killed. Okay. So there's another guy who gotten shot in the stomach. So he goes over to him to get his rifle. Hmm. He bends over to pick up the rifle, and he gets shot right. You can see the scar, gets shot right through the back of the neck and comes out. No, right through the front of the neck and comes out through the back of his neck. A 7.62 round, which is hardcore. Okay.
I believe you.
Half an inch closer to his spine. Dead. Game over. Paralyzed for life. Game over. And we were just talking about that. It's like, of all the interviews, all the everything I've done with all my veterans that been in war, the number one thing I've come away from, it matters not the slightest bit how well trained you are, how badass you are, how tough you are, how experienced you are. It is such a matter of luck sometimes. It's mind-boggling. Half an inch. And like I said, the other guy I interviewed a couple of weeks ago from Valders got grazed his head, a sniper. Right. And he was knocked out for like an hour. Inch over, wouldn't be talked.
How about that guy yesterday?
Yes, same thing. Yeah.
Shot between the eyes.
Yeah.
And he lived.
Adam.
You know, like you said, you know, you turn your head, it's over.
That's what I mean. So, I mean, that's why sometimes, oh, well, there's a Green Beret, Special Forces, they're more industry. I'm telling you, that is such a numbers game that you just out of control. But
so he's around to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be great new book.
For my book, yeah.
All right.
Yep. Cool. Had a couple of beers with him yesterday, a couple of drinks. So
I thought that was in the morning, John, at that funeral. Hey, it was a funeral. Hey.
So anyway, hey, and Tom is here. This is great. We're going to talk with Tom here just a little bit. Also, we got Dennis Peters and Christy coming up a little bit later. We want to talk about a new band that I am. We've got a text here. Nice sweatshirt, John. Okay. I'm wearing this with pride. It's a new band.
Yeah, but what does it say?
Decades. It's a new band that the Glam Band and Dennison that are putting together with really young musicians. My cousin's.
Really?
My cousin's going to be in it. He's going to be the drummer.
That's young, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And they're putting this, and they're actually going to open for them at the Epic. Isn't cool. that fantastic?
Yeah.
So happy for these kids. And what a wonderful thing that Dennis does. I'm telling you, Dennis Peters is one of the really cool guys.
Great mentor.
In this whole area. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like music and helping people and all these kind of things, he is legitimately one of the real cool guys that steps up and just does it. And he could sit back and be like, I'm a lead singer of the Glam Band. We got, you know, 70 gigs a year. Right. People love us. We sell out every place. Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
And people, as talented as he is, people are going to remember him for the mentoring.
No question. No question. And, I mean, that's going to be his legacy.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
That's going to be great.
So wearing this hoodie with pride.
So your kid, your nephew's in that band.
Cousin.
Cousin.
Yeah.
And the name of the band is Decades.
Decades.
Interesting. Why?
Because they play music, I think, 70s, 80s, 90s.
I see. So that in 10-year increments. Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, that'd be fun to see them. When are they playing?
Hey, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay, it's cleared. The name of the band makes sense to Jim. So they're allowed
to use it. It's okay to go.
Yeah, we're good going. Okay, guys.
The guy that never ate.
We got to find a way to run the former mayor said.
All right.
Thumbs up, everybody! Thumbs up! Yeah!
There's white smoke.
Yes, we're back with Tom Drzewicki. Man on the Mayor on a Friday morning. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfun.org, maccfun.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
BBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Happy Friday, everybody. I'll tell you what this weather is. Yesterday, was it a record high? 46, I believe, in Green Bay.
And did you see next week? 52.
Wow.
52.
Unbelievable. Even Marquette had like 50 the other day, a new record. Yeah. But Tom Drzewicki, Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery, spends most of the winter, unfortunately, huh, Tom, taking care of people that have gone through the ice. Yeah. But now it's obviously, I mean, is it basically open water everywhere right now? Is there any ice that you know that people are still going out on?
Or that you'd recommend?
The middle of Green Bay is open.
Okay.
One day it's on the west shore, the next day it's on the east shore. The wind is pushing the ice around.
Wow. There's
very small pockets in some back bays and stuff that have ice close to shore.
Would you recommend anybody even going close to that stuff?
Well, you can still walk on it if you have a spud. There's okay. a lot of bad areas right now.
You know, I was surprised. I saw a thing in the news with the DNR.
Why do you have to take a potato with you?
It's a chisel. Oh, it's a chisel.
Okay. Oh, my God. That was a dad joke. Yeah. That was.
Yeah. Okay, 6:21, John. It's early. Okay. Yep. Just tell me, though, what you would recommend. You could go walk on that ice
cream. Yeah, he's not recommending anything, right, Tom?
Well, with a spud.
Yes.
Can you explain it just one more time for some of our listeners who may not know what it is, like you? Me?
Well, spudding is where you're walking out there and you poke this spud in like every 10 feet, every 20 feet to check it as you're walking. Now, yesterday, a buddy of mine that lives on the West Shore, they were on like 9 inches of ice and they spudded through in like 4 hits.
Wow.
That would normally take about three.
Absolutely. You have to chisel through it.
That would take like 3 minutes on good, hard blue ice. Yeah. So the ice is soft. It's like a snow cone right now.
That's what I want to talk about, because even with the DNR person they had on the other night, first of all, I was surprised that they don't have the power to shut down spearing season.
I've heard about that. Not the sturgeon spearing season.
Yeah, yes. That's a whole different entity. But one of the things they talked about was exactly what you talked about last time you were here. It's not the depth or thickness of the ice that's important. It's the stability and the quality of that ice. And they talked a little bit about the honeycomb. Could you talk about that?
Well, the honeycomb, I mean, this is so uncharacteristic, you know, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
This is stuff that should happen in the first, second week of March.
Yeah.
And this is all happening 6 weeks ahead of time.
Wow.
So this honeycombing, it gets bad when it's raining. And when the sun shines, we haven't had much sun in the last 2 weeks. When the sun does come out, it melts. When 1 hour, it's you can see the impact on the sun on the ice.
Wow.
Yes.
How does a person test that? I know when you say you have a spud type of thing, but otherwise it all looks the same from up on top, right?
Yes, it does. If you see some real dark areas, if you see seagulls or birds swimming, it's in front of you. It's there's some bad stuff in front of you.
What is, okay, so let's say we have a big freeze coming up. Okay, so you had open water, and then all of a sudden we get, you know, 10 below zero and everything like that. Would that be generally better ice than what you would have if you had the warming trend and the ice gets kind of crunchy or whatever you want to call it, and then it freezes again? So would that next ice maybe be better ice than what we've had?
Well, our guideline is, I've been on ice my whole life. Anything after Valentine's Day, even if it gets to 0 degrees at night, the sun is high, you have geothermal warming from underneath, it's not going to make ice like you're going to make ice around Christmas time, first of the year. It's your ice making is basically finished. You'd have to get down to 10 below to even try to heal it up. That ice is already damaged with a honeycomb where there's air bubbles and there's actual holes, you know, right through the ice.
Wow.
Top to bottom, yes.
Wow.
So
that's scary, isn't it? I mean, that's just like scary.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's scary for the lakes and the water, but that's also a little disappointing. The ice skating rinks then aren't going to be good after February, right? I mean, you wouldn't even flooding those.
Well, them are pretty shallow. That them could probably freeze back up.
Back to where you can skate again.
That's a different type of surface where a lake, you know, it's in shallow water. You'll have the sun shining through the ice onto the sand or the bottom, and it'll like almost melt it, almost like a magnifying glass. You know, it's just that time of year.
Wow. Got a texture. I can't believe I saw so many people out on the ice yesterday. It doesn't seem safe.
No, it's not.
Okay. I mean, it's just not, is it?
No.
Have you had to pull anything out?
But 2 days ago, we pulled that snow dog out up in Suamico. Right. Yeah. On Sunday, we did two up there up in Suamico. So they're kind of done driving now, at least out of Suamico.
Yeah.
Like, why do they go out on the ice? I mean, you've got, 30 years experience doing this.
Right.
You just said, no ice is safe. And then this guy sends us a text saying, oh, I saw so many people on the ice. Like, what is it? Is it?
What does it take?
Why? Like, why would you? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it if you told me it was safe ice. I just, but like, why do people do that? Why do they not heed a warning? Or is it legal or it's not illegal to go out on bad ice, I guess, right?
It's, I can't say it's a disease, but they're
it's a passion.
It's a passion. They're fanatical
about it. It's a passion
and
a tradition.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Ice fishermen are so fanatical about that sport. It's incredible.
Yes, yes, right. Yes, they are.
Yeah. I mean, I know guys, they live for that. It's like, let's get through the summer. Let's get through the fall because we can't wait for ice.
Yeah. This walleye weekend coming up and this sturgeon spearing, people are
going to love it.
They're going to be pretty depressed about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's why it's nice for everybody else kind of. But, you know, if you live in Wisconsin, and even I was watching Discover Wisconsin or Up North Wisconsin or one of those shows, or not wasn't Wisconsin, but it was they're up in northern Minnesota, in Ely, Minnesota, up near that area I used to live. And they were doing outdoor camping. Remember I told you I lived in Minnesota, I did outdoor camping in the winter?
You did.
And it's really a fun thing. Okay. Well,
that's what you said.
Yeah. But now you know what they do? They string hammocks with these super sleeping bags and sleep that way, which is cool. But anyway, all I'm saying is, if you're gonna live up here in an area like this, you got to have an outdoor sport or outdoor activity. Or why live up here? Because that's such a big part of the life of the year. And it's the same thing with these ice fishermen.
Yes.
This is a big part of their lives. And I'm not making excuses for them. And things do happen. And, you know, accidents happen and whatever. You can say what you want. But all I'm saying is these people that do it, it is a family tradition that goes back generations upon generations. And it's just in their blood, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's like deer season.
Same thing.
Right. If you decided that, they're going to shut deer season down.
Yeah.
Impact a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yes.
And sturgeon spearing, you talk about generations with some of those people, you know, since they started that. I mean,
100 years.
100 years.
Yes.
I mean, you go to some of those weigh-in stations down in Pipe or those kinds of places. I mean, It's
a whole community.
That's exactly right. I mean, it is a way of life.
Right. So what did you said you had a couple incidents in Shawano. What was it? What happened?
Suamico.
Oh, Suamico.
Yeah. It was a couple four-wheelers that fell in because, you know, the ice thickness was there.
Yeah.
But it was just didn't have the strength to it. That second one that we did.
The integrity of the ice, right?
There was 7 inches of ice there. But since it was soft, the guy fell right through it.
Unreal.
Yeah. Well, is he okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Water's low. It was only maybe 2.5-3 feet of water.
So, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll be honest with you. About a week or so ago.
I gloat on that. Yeah.
We'd had a big cold snap, and then it got warm, and it was 32 degrees, and I was driving over does it have a different name, the Alloway Bridge? You know,
172?
Yeah, 172.
Yeah.
That doesn't have any other name. It's not named after anybody or that, right?
Not yet, John.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Okay, thank you. And I saw one guy by himself out in the middle of the river.
Nobody. Alone.
That's crazy.
I look, I said, what is that down there? And it's like, no, I saw it move. A guy walking around with his little sled by himself in the middle of the Fox River.
This is not good.
Not good.
No.
I literally got nervous seeing that. No lie. I mean, like, if you go down, you're dead.
Yes.
That's it.
Current underneath that ice, yes.
Current underneath that ice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, this is interesting stuff. All right, we're going to come back.
Tundra's Rookie, stay with us, buddy. Bayside, Ice and Marine Recovery. We got a big show today. By the mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be in Dover, Delaware today as the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in Jordan are returned home. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more on the expected U.S. retaliation.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces, but others fearing the retaliatory strikes will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
A vehicle loaded with gas crashed in Nairobi, Kenya. 3 people killed, more than 200 injured. Later today, we find out unemployment numbers for the month of January, and it's February 2nd, so in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, hundreds of people are standing by waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to make his Groundhog's Day prognosis. This is ABC News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court told the State Elections Commission not to send the presidential primary ballot to local clerks as they decide whether or not Democrat Dean Phillips should be added as a candidate. Phillips asked the court to intervene last week, saying that he was unfairly left off the ballot. The court needs to decide fast, as ballots need to be sent to military and overseas voters by the 15th. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next 2-year state budget. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 40. By Sunday, sunny and slightly warmer with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org. and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Attention adventure seekers. When it comes to outdoor fun, there's only one destination in Oshkosh that's got you covered. Your boat club, your premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. We're serious about fun, and that means carrying some serious brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town. And don't forget our rentals for snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. When you're serious about fun, shop Your Boat Club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street, or head to yourboatclub.com.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, and being joined by a very special guest here, Tom Trzewicki. Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery, a very important topic going on right now. This segment brought to you by our great friends at Midwest Restoration. We've talked about them a bunch, and there's a reason. Just like you, Tom, you know, you get those calls, and it's your job, but it's not a enjoyable call because somebody's in stress or somebody had an accident or
right.
things like that. Midwest Restoration, the same type of thing. But if you have somebody that you need to have show up at your place that has empathy for you and has, you know, just there in your time of need, right. it's the fellas from Midwest Restoration. Just give them a call, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST. If your water heater goes and you got water all over the floor, you had a pipe break and you got water all over your floor, if, God forbid, you have a fire and you have all kinds of damage, they will be the people to come in and take care of it, all of it. 920-MIDWEST, some of the greatest guys you'll ever meet in your life. They will be there for you 24/7. Give them a call.
And
no question about it.
Take care of the technical side, but what I like about these guys.
The empathy.
We've interviewed them, right? Or just the whole bedside manner they bring to the whole situation.
You don't have very good bedside manner. You don't.
John, I do too.
I can say, Tom,
did you vote for me? Okay, first of all, I just want to say 20 years in politics. I'm 10-0. Wouldn't you think I have a little bedside manner to look empathy, compassion? I mean,
I think it would be a big difference.
You're doing a good job.
Okay, thank
you. Here's what I feel.
Listen to this guy. He's our guest.
Okay, you're in a hospital, you're visiting somebody, and there's somebody laying there, and you know, you're like, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? They're okay. I think there'd be a big difference if they'd be like, if you'd be like, hey, where are you from? They're like, oh, Green Bay. Oh, hey, how are you doing? Anything you do here? How you doing? Let me get you something to drink. You want some water? I'll get you a magazine. Okay, that's how he'd be. All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where are you from? Appleton. Oh, all right.
call Jake.
Look at the time. I gotta get going. I gotta go.
Anyway, Todd.
What? Yes, sir.
My book person's here.
I got it.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, buddy. Okay.
All right. Hey, how did you get into this? This is such an interesting, unique
profession.
That's a word.
Yeah.
Well, I've been a commercial fisherman my whole life. So we've been on the ice, dad, grandpa, all of dad's uncles and stuff.
I will say this. Like, even in the UP, up around Munising and those areas, okay, where the Escanaba.
Right.
It's nobody just all of a sudden decides, I'm going to grow up to be a commercial fisherman type thing. Their dad, their grandpa, their grandpa's grandfather, it goes back so many generations. Yeah. And those are the people that do what you do.
Right.
Because let me tell you, I've gotten out with commercial fishermen.
Yes.
Really early in the morning, at 4 a.m, whatever. Yeah. And the swells are crazy. The wind, that ain't, you talk about when that alarm goes off. Yeah,
no.
And you say, oh, I'm going to go BS for a living in a 72 degrees. These guys, you want to talk about going out in the elements and battling Mother Nature?
Right.
You guys battle Mother Nature.
Right.
What's that like, you know, 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, you know, little trips out in the water and bad days.
Yes. Mother Nature wants to kill you like every day.
Doesn't it though?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's more bad days than good days. It seems like it anyway.
I've been out there when those swells are just crazy and it's the spray comes over and you're wet and it's crazy cold. And
I got to ask then, I mean, if there's, what keeps you going? And you've been doing this for a while and you have good energy. You seem like you really enjoy it.
Yes. I mean, this time of year, as we get older, your adrenaline needs to take over.
Yeah,
so,
that'll do it.
Yes. So,
how about those airboats, though, man? I would love to go. I've always loved airboats ever since the TV show Gentle Ben. Remember they had that airboat?
Right.
I love what? I'm serious.
Could we get him out on an airboat to make him happy sometime?
I so wanted to be the Clint Howard character. Living in the swamps of Florida and my dad having an airboat.
Oh, yeah.
Because that show was on for 2-3 weeks.
Gentle Ben was like number one in the nation for like 5 years in a row.
When I was a little kid, we watched it. Yes.
Thank you.
Really? Yeah.
Remember the time Bart Starr was on there as a special guest?
I don't remember.
Oh, I do. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Bob Gibson, the Cardinals pitcher, was on there as a special guest. That was a great show. Yeah. What? Unfortunately, Clint Howard grew up to be kind of a weird-looking guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's get back to Tom. I have no idea what you're
Everybody
talking
else
about.
Knows what I'm talking about except you.
Okay.
Everybody else out there knows what I'm talking about. Quick poll. Gentle Ben, yes or no?
I remember the
color. Gentle Ben, yes or no?
But that
please.
Was about a bear, right?
It was about the kid. And he had a pet bear. He ended up, you know, the bear ended up killing him.
Really?
No.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They need to rerun that.
That was the Christmas special.
Gentle Ben has a special meal for Christmas.
I didn't know. I'm embarrassed. Right. I can't trust him.
All right.
All right. So, Tom, water rescue, your advice for people that, what's the word I'm looking for, that just have a passion to be out on the ice. What things can they do to check? Is it to talk to the local
bar? That's a great idea. Who do you talk to get a legit answer how stable ice is?
You need to talk to somebody that's on the ice or the bait shop. There's so much stuff on social media that they will get on there and say, well, how's the ice on this lake 50 miles to the north or to the west? Well, and people chime in, it's anywhere between 2 inches to a foot. So unless you go out there and talk to somebody that was like right there, or yourself, check it out for yourself. You can't rely on this social media.
Yeah, bait shops have always been very legitimate.
It can be a guideline to get started, but...
Can you call the DNR or anybody like that, or...?
The DNR would not know. They generally don't go check ice. They'll be around, they'll be on shore, but they don't go on and check ice for you.
They just check your license.
Yeah, they're good at that.
So it's kind of just word of mouth type thing by the people that have been out there, huh?
Right.
Okay. But they also say that it's sometimes okay to talk to the local establishment, the bar, something like that, because these guys here.
Oh, exactly. Like Shawano Lake.
Right.
The west side is just bad, even in a good year. But the east side towards Cecil, that's generally pretty safe. So you could have one lake that's good in one spot and 4 miles away. It's nothing. So you have to watch that also.
Well, it's so good there. I remember doing a story a couple of years ago on this young lady who was one of the champion ice racers.
Yes.
They raced stock cars on the lake.
Out of Cecil, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the difference. You know where we used to go if you want to know where the ice was? Bamboo Bar.
Oh, yes.
Jerry Olson at the Bamboo Bar.
We work out of there.
Is that bar still there?
Oh, yes, it is.
No kidding. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That used to be Chester Markle's big hangout.
Yes.
Was the Bamboo Bar.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Not the Bamboo Room.
Got anything here? Please say good morning to Jack Ebert and Nick Slupski. They're watching on Facebook. You got to invite two more people to watch now. You got to do
there
that.
There you go. Post. All right.
Jack, I'm wearing the Decade sweatshirt with pride. There we go. Nick, bring us down some fried cheese curds if you get a chance.
Oh, we'll take those.
We'll take those.
Oh, man.
So, Tom, I just want to go back to one other thing. Being a commercial fisherman, hardy, tough life, type of thing.
Yes.
The one thing that used to keep, and maybe this isn't a problem anymore, but I remember when I was out, and I forget what they were going for. I want to say it was just not even, almost like smelt or something, not a big, and there was so many lampreys that got up. You ever touched a lamprey?
No.
I remember the guy grabbed it, just wrapped itself right around its wrist, the guy's wrist and everything. It's like, ah! Are the lampreys still a problem?
Well, we don't see much of that anymore.
Okay.
They really controlled them in the 70s. I think they did a good job.
This was early 80s I'm talking here.
Yeah, they were still around. When I was a little kid and just getting started, there was lampreys, lots of them.
Yeah.
So their numbers, they're still there, but their numbers, I think they're controlled.
Okay. Yes. What about the number one thing that could destroy fishing up here is those Asian carp?
Or the zebra mussels too, right?
The zebra mussels, they clean the water up, and it had an impact on the fishing because the water is really clearing up, at least you could almost say the whole Great Lakes.
Yeah.
And the Asian carp, when they get here, and they will, that's going to be a huge impact on lots of things.
I mean, is it an urban legend, or have people died from being in like a speedboat and one of them jumps and hits them in the face and pretty much knocks him out of the boat, right?
Oh, that's if you're going along even 30 miles an hour and that carp jumps up, it's a 25-pound carp or even a 10-pound carp.
I mean, that's quite the whack.
That's going to hurt. If it would hit you in the head, that could break your neck.
Have you ever seen video of them?
Yes.
You're cruising along down in Illinois and just...
Right.
That's got to put a curb to water skiers, huh?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Well, you'll see water skiers out there with scoop nets and catching them as they're going.
Videos.
Yeah.
Is there anything good about them? Dog food or cat food or something?
There might be some kind of market for them. Fertilizer, cat food or something, but it's...
I don't know if people don't... if you look up Asian carp, you can't believe how divisive these things are, what right. a problem they cause. And if they get up here through the locks.
Yeah, they're on their way. We just don't know when.
Wow.
They're coming in.
But, okay.
Watch. You know what's going to be my luck?
You'll get out there.
I'm finally going to get my boat.
Right.
I'm finally getting my boat fixed up.
And
we'll
read about
it. Gonna go out there, and I'm gonna be standing, be waving to some, hey, Minot! And I'll be standing up waving, and one of those Asian carp will come, hit me in the head, knock me in the water. I can't swim, and that's it. That's the way I'm gonna go.
I would like to think if we know they're coming that we could do something preventative, but I don't understand.
They've been trying everything.
Oh yes. There's electrical barriers, chemicals in the Chicago drainage canal. That's gonna be their main spot that they could get here, but you know,
that's like the Alamo. That's the last stand right there, isn't it?
But you could have carp eggs stuck to the bottom of your boat or your trailer. You go from one body of the water on the Mississippi River, and then you decide that 2 days later you're on Green Bay fishing, and these eggs get into the system.
Oh. Yeah,
birds will carry them. So it's
wow,
it's a scary thing, man.
Your main focus is a commercial fisherman. And you know how we read, you know, the Press Gazette or all the stations are pretty good about the perch, right?
Oh, yes.
Is there perch? Is there not perch? How is that going? Are we good?
The perch they have a tough go of it.
Yeah.
And years ago, we had a cormorant problem, and we still do. The perch kind of survived that.
Had a what problem?
Cormorants, yeah.
Oh, those birds?
Yeah, the blackbirds, yes. In the last 10 years, they get thicker every year as we're having pelican problems. And not only perch, fish in general. We're talking walleye, we're talking northern, we're talking carp. These huge pelican, and there's thousands of them in the Green Bay area now, and they're having a bigger impact on the fishery than the cormorants ever did.
Wow.
We still got a couple minutes. Tell me a little bit more about that, because it was a big deal when the pelicans came back, right? That TV.
Oh, it's beautiful to see.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're saying that doesn't work in the whole.
They like to eat.
There's just, you know, 10 of them is great. You know, even 100 or 200, but when you have 4,000 or 5,000.
There's that many around here?
Yes. Wow. It's getting to be a problem. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in the spring of the year when the walleye are spawning up in De Pere, the pelicans will just sit in that shallow water and
you see them.
Sit on the rock, and they'll just scoop them right out. So,
wow. I'll tell you what, people still don't realize around here maybe how far away people come to fish the Fox River in the spring to try to get a trophy walleye.
It's going
to
be like next week already.
I know, but they will come. I've met guys from Kentucky, from all those areas, southern Indiana.
Right.
This is the place in the nation.
It is, yes.
Underrated, advertised, right? And maybe it talks about.
Well, they know about it. You know,
they do, but I just say, remember when Cabela was Bass Pro before that?
Right.
They sponsored that huge tournament. I went out with some of those fisher people.
And right.
Unbelievable, the equipment they have. And I think the grand prize was like six figures. It was like
that's
big,
How about the thing in Lake Erie last year, or was it 2 years ago? It was big. You win a boat, you win 50 grand or whatever. And they had weights in the wall. I remember that.
Oh, yes.
They went to jail. I think they went to prison.
Yes, they did. That might have been Ohio on a tournament on Lake Erie.
It was Cleveland.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, that's how serious some people take it. Yeah, believe me. Yeah.
But I think you're right about that. I think people do know this is one of the great.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, man, even when I moved here in the mid-80s, that you'd never think about that going there. And I mean, what it's become is pretty amazing. So whether it's a DNR or politicians or sportsmen clubs or whoever did it, they've developed quite the thing here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And fishermen are unique. Even before social media, word travels fast in the fishing community.
It was quite the pipeline.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how cool is that when they go and scout out their fishing holes, and then when the tournament starts, and I mean, you just
craziest thing I ever took part
six
in.
Six in the morning, you're going
craziest thing
60
I ever took part
hour.
In was a.
It's fun to watch them start.
A big mouth, big mouth bass tournament.
Okay,
because they use the real speedboats to get out to their place, and you're sitting there, and it's literally like a boat race they used to see on wide road sports. Like 60 miles an hour, and then they get to their spot, just slam on the brakes, and that bait is in the water so fast it's mind-boggling. Right. Yeah, right.
That is. I can see the adrenaline coming. That's pretty cool stuff.
Tom Drzewicki, Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. If somebody needs to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
All right, stop. Possibly social media.
Okay.
A couple pages.
Bayside Ice
and Rain. Or my number, yeah.
All sounds right. Great. Yeah. Thanks for what you do for the area, buddy.
Okay.
Great having
you. Tom Zerzwicky, Mind of the Mayor, back up this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Wearing less than bikinis, rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis, jealous. Cause I'm out getting mine, shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the
hey,
wall.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. How do they get the Civic Media app, Todd?
Got to go wherever you get your apps. What was that? Is everybody okay?
Tom's bell just, or I mean... What? The mayor's bell just fell off.
John just rang my bell. So.
Just download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, and then choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, there's a text button, comes right to the studio.
And how are we doing on the Gentle Ben and whether people not watch it or
what
not?
What was the question?
Gentle Ben, yes or no? Have did you watch Gentle Ben? Have you heard of it? Did you watch your kid? Okay. Yes or no? That's all we're asking you.
Gentle Ben, you could have seen a commercial.
What's the percentage?
Did you watch it regularly should be the question. Yeah,
so I didn't include your votes. I did not. I didn't include mine. These are all texts.
Okay.
Gentle Ben, yes, 100%. 100%. No, 0%.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Did you ever get 100% in an election before, Jim?
No.
Because I'm getting it right now.
Well,
you like them apples?
People are just kind of getting up and they're like, yeah. Gentle Ben. And,
really?
But maybe people are in a good mood. They just, yeah, they, no. Everybody likes you. And
yeah,
so
no, wanna, I don't know.
It's,
I don't
it's
know
be
about
nice
that.
To John Mino Day.
Yeah,
today.
I don't think it is. All right. Okay. But you know, we're talking about this about Groundhog Day today.
Yes.
So describe exactly how we are going to scientifically determine what the weather is going to be like.
Well, I think we're approaching it from two different venues. We are bringing in Brittany Malot.
Yeah, Brittany.
And she is.
Is she going to be here in person?
No, she'll be on the StreamYard. Yep.
Okay. Don't know. But okay. She is the weather person for our whole
statewide.
Yep. So she, and then we, in terms of a groundhog, and they bite, and they, so we wanted to get something that's a little more.
How did you know they bite?
Because you told me yesterday, that guy's ear.
Rico Spagatti, the guy that. Remember that groundhog looked at that woodchuck looked at me and it's like, come on, you want some of this, kid? You want some of this?
No,
and
he
would chew my ankle off. That guy.
But did you say he bit the judge in the ear?
He did.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know.
Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So in that movie?
No, John.
No. The actual events.
Oh, okay.
In Gentle Ben. No, I'm just kidding.
I wonder if you get rabies from them.
I'm sure.
I got a friend we got to get a hold of. She runs a animal rescue thing. See if she's got any woodchucks up there.
Well, we're not doing the woodchuck thing because they bite and they are also. Only right 40% of the time. Kind of like a couple stations around.
Don't
here.
Even. Go. No. No.
Tom, am I right?
I refuse to be a part of this.
Okay. Anyway.
The views expressed by the former mayor are not necessarily those of Civic Media, Todd, or me.
All right. Back to.
And that goes for everything he says.
I just want to say, Johnny, that if you look, if you Google Punxsutawney, whatever his name is, he's right 40% of the time.
Okay.
Okay. So. Now, Brittany is much better than that, but we also wanted to get an animal that could help us judge. So Todd called me last night and asked if I could bring in the mayoral dog Milton.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the so first Milton, dog of the city.
And I talked.
So Milton is actually coming in here today.
I did. I talked to him last night. I'm like, hey, look, you know, and he's not crazy about. You, but he's warming up to you because you were at my house that one time. But he did take a picture with you.
I'll never forget this. I'll never forget walking into your house and Hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas. You know, and Milton comes down like out of his bedroom or something. Comes a few steps down, didn't he? Looks at me and goes, and then ran right back up the stairs. Honest to God. Is that the truth, Jim?
Yeah.
I go, Milton. Yeah,
he recognized your voice.
He ran right back up the stairs.
Well, back in the day when we first started, you weren't as complimentary as you are now. Okay? Wow. He's a great... Anyway, so he's coming in today. And,
okay.
We have scrolls and... Because that senior shadow, it's dark out, so that would be a little difficult at this time of the day.
So we've got one scroll that says...
It's a happy face that says spring is in the air, and we have another scroll...
Spring is in the air.
...that is a
Who's
sad...
Who's that, Jack Jones?
Love is in the air?
Love is in the air. That's right, Love Boat. Love Boat.
Oh, God, here
spring
we go.
Spring is in the air.
What? I used to love the Love Boat. I never missed the Love Boat. I never missed the Love Boat.
John, okay.
That was Saturday night, wasn't it? It was a great lineup. Fantasy Island, the Love Boat... Maybe the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It's a great lineup. I wouldn't go out until after I watched all those shows, even in college. I'm not kidding.
I can't believe you admit all that stuff.
It's true.
Even if it's true. I mean, I believe it's true. I just don't know that I would. I mean, anyway.
Everybody loved the Love Boat. Even Julie became a cocaine addict.
Oh, no. But Gopher became a congressman.
Huh?
Gopher became a congressman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, oh, Tom was shaking his head yes, so I didn't know.
Okay, can I just say something? Okay.
Of course, was it Julie? Bono.
Was that her name?
Julie McCoy?
Julie McCoy.
Yep.
She was like that girl everybody wanted to take home to mom. You know what I mean? So nice and sweet and whatever.
And she became a cokehead?
Yeah, and then it was like, ooh, she's got a naughty side.
How did you know that? Because of the the usage?
Of what?
Of cocaine?
Well, she became a big addict.
Yeah, I remember
that. Then she overcame it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why she got fired from the show.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And then they had what's his name? His daughter take over. You know?
No, I don't.
Oh, wait a minute. It couldn't have been Mary Tyler Moore's show and the Love Boat on the same night because
Murray
would have been in both shows.
Correct.
Yeah, oh, that's Tubi. True. That is true.
And Murray. Yes.
I believe, was Saturday night, followed up with Fantasy Island.
Oh, my God. Love Fantasy Island.
That plane. Those are good stories.
The plane. Who is that bus? Hey, Bass, what's his problem?
That all those Love subplots tattoo. Were interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
absolutely.
A good show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, that would now you think that's a good show? I mean, it really was not a good show.
No, what I'm saying is that it was interesting because it wasn't just one theme.
Remember that commercial?
Cordoba.
By our gentle Ben quiz, 95% yes, 5% no.
Okay.
So you got like one vote. All right.
All right.
We got some important stuff to talk about with Mark Houston, by the way. Some very important stuff. Number one, is my hip going to wear out? That's important.
Where was... Oh, I had a board meeting 2 days ago. I didn't tell you this. And we have someone from his competitor on our board. And we talked about that because there's a lady on our board who is waiting to get her...
Yep.
I think she's getting a knee, and she wants to wait till she's 65 because she thinks she's going to live to 80. And she goes, I know it's going to wear out,
you know,
which
I
think is really weird.
You're not going to believe this. I did one of those things, like, estimate how long you're going to live.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you?
84. So I don't think I need to start taking care of myself for quite a few years.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm serious.
Let it go.
I got on a scale this morning. I was like, that's all right. I'm going to live till 84.
84. And then did they... was it an ad? And then, well, if you...
No. This was a medically, the whole medical thing. It was through John Hopkins. Yeah. Just telling you. All right. Gentle Ben, now 80 to 20. Okay. Your people finally waking up and calling in to support
like,
you.
Who the hell's Gentle Ben?
Yes. Yeah, okay. No, I don't think so. But anyway, so we're going to have Milton the dog, Milton the mayoral dog, determine our weather instead of the woodchuck. Correct?
Right. Because the woodchuck is two reasons. One is... It's only right 40% of the time.
Okay.
Milton will be much higher than that.
Okay.
And secondly, woodchucks bite you in the ear, and Milton would never do that.
Okay.
So that is why we are bringing in him as our meteorologist.
Well, then Brittany will give us her thoughts,
right.
And
absolutely.
We'll find out if Milton or the meteorologist is
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And Tom still said we're going to get all kinds of snow down
Tom
the road
thinks
here.
We're,
Tom has been out in the elements for 50 years.
Right.
He says winter isn't over yet.
But we'll see what Milton says.
All right. I mean, because that's the...
That is
it's the authority figure.
Absolutely.
Right. Can I scare him a little bit when he's here?
No.
Can I just walk up and go, boom! Can I do that?
You got to clean up the mess on the floor if he does.
I know, but I just want to come up right behind. Boom! Can I do that? No? All right.
Let him alone.
Mind of the mayor. Back after this.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.